From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un are now in Singapore, scheduled to meet on Tuesday for the first time that a sitting American president has ever met with a North Korean leader. People have been gathering in Seoul, South Korea, urging Trump and Kim to end the U.S.-North Korea nuclear standoff with a peace treaty. Conservative groups have also held gatherings urging the U.S. not to compromise with the repressive Kim government that has broken previous promises to denuclearize. President Trump says he told his representatives not to sign a communique written by six of the G7 leaders who gathered for a meeting over the weekend in Canada. Mr. Trump was unhappy about statements made by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at a closing news conference. Trudeau criticized Trump about new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
Trudeau promised that Canada will retaliate as early as July 1st. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the group. The organization is widely seen as a means to block American influence in Central Asia. The summit is being held in an eastern Chinese coastal city. This is VOA News. Italy is refusing to let a humanitarian ship carrying hundreds of migrants dock at any of its ports. There are 629 migrants on board, including 123 unaccompanied minors, 11 other children, and 7 pregnant women. Most of them are from sub-Saharan Africa. The International Labor Organization reports 152 million children are victims of child labor. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva in advance of the World Day Against Child Labor on June 12th.
ILO Director General Guy Ryder says the world is facing an epidemic of occupational accidents and disease.
Honestly, the annual toll is appalling. 2.78 million work-related deaths, 374 million injuries and illnesses. If these were the victims of a war, we'd be talking a lot about it. Children and young workers are at greater risk and suffer disproportionately and with longer-lasting consequences.
Ryder says legislation, labor inspection, and workplace labor relations and practices must be strengthened to stop this carnage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of a New York pizza shop worker to his native Ecuador after he was arrested while making a delivery to an army base in Brooklyn. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
During that food delivery on June 1st, someone at the Brooklyn Army base ran a background check on Pablo Villavicencio and saw an open immigration warrant. ICE was called and agents arrested the pizza delivery man. Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking federal homeland officials to look into the case, saying recent detentions raise significant legal questions.
This is the Trump administration. They're anti-immigration. They're going to great lengths. ICE is abusive. They violate due process. And that's what they did here.
Because of that judge's order, Villavicencio will remain in ICE custody until his case goes to court. Julie Walker, New York.
And this sad news, Leo Sarkisian has died. He was the creator and longtime producer of the Voice of America's Music Time in Africa. Sarkisian spent a half century traveling Africa, listening to local musicians and capturing their performances. He retired from VOA in 2012 when he was 91. Leo Sarkisian died Friday at the age of 97. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.